Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 25, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Capitec launches QR code scanning feature. MasterCard and SBI Card enable contactless payments on the SBI Card app. Ing launches the Ing Pay service in the Philippines. Isetan launches a shopping app with in-store personnel assistance capabilities. Stocard expands its mobile payments service across multiple European countries. Worldline and Nets join the European Payments Initiative. WorldRemit, Digicel International Partner to enable mobile wallet transfers in Pacific Islands. Mercado Libre selects Amazon Web Services as its primary cloud provider. Now let's get started. Capitec launches QR code scanning feature. South Africa-based digital bank Capitec has launched a QR code payment feature in its new app. The scan-to-pay feature can be used across all major QR code-based payment providers including SnapScan and Zapper and allows payments to be made at till points and restaurants as well as for parking and online shopping. The new Capitec app is interoperable across all major payment platforms, reducing the need to use multiple QR payment apps. According to the company, to use this feature, clients will have to tap scan to pay, scan the QR code and then confirm the purchase with either their fingerprint or banking PIN. MasterCard and SBI Card enable contactless payments on the SBI Card app. MasterCard and SBI Card have announced the launch of a contactless payments feature on the SBI Card app. The app uses MasterCard's tokenization platform, MasterCard Digital Enablement Service, which allows payment credentials to be tokenized and stored on mobile devices, enabling transactions without the need to share the card's details with the merchant. Via this service, SBI cardholders will be able to make payments at contactless point-of-sale terminals using their smartphone. Customers will have to perform a one-time registration of their card on the mobile app. Once the process is completed, they will be able to make payments by unlocking their phone and bringing the device near the contactless POS terminal. Ing launches the Ing Pay service in the Philippines. Ing Philippines has announced the launch of Ing Pay, a virtual payments card linked to the online bank accounts of clients. According to CNN Philippines, the service runs on Visa technology and assigns a unique card number that can be used for online shopping, bills payment, and other digital payments. The service can be funded through money transfers from an Ing Save or deposit account as well as from other banks and electronic check deposits. QR code scanning has also been enabled, allowing client-to-merchant as well as person-to-person fund transfers. Ing is an online retail bank in the Philippines and it allows fund transfers via the central bank's PESONet and InstaPay channels. Isetan launches a shopping app with in-store personnel assistance capabilities. Isetan Mitsukoshi Holdings has launched an app that enables customers to purchase items, combining the in-store and online shopping experiences. Via the app, customers will be able to buy items sold at one of the company's department stores in Tokyo and receive product recommendations based on their preferences and budget. The app can connect customers with clerks and salespeople by chat and video conference, allowing assistance with shopping at a distance. Currently, about 15,000 items such as clothing and cosmetics sold at the Isetan Shinjuku department store can now be purchased using the app, However, the number of available items is expected to increase to encompass the approximately 1 million products sold at the store. Stocard expands its mobile payments service across multiple European countries. Germany-based mobile loyalty wallet provider Stocard has announced the expansion of its Stocard Pay service to users in Germany, France, Italy, and the Netherlands. Via the service, users can make in-store NFC payments in addition to using the wallet to access loyalty cards and redeem rewards. According to the company, the Stocard Pay service allows users to receive a virtual MasterCard in the app and transfer funds via IBAN or debit and credit cards. The service is built on Deja Mobile's ready-to-tap payment technology and enables Android users to upload and use a digital Stocard payment card from within their mobile wallet. iOS users can add the Stocard card to their Apple wallet and make payments via Apple Pay. Worldline and Nets join the European Payments Initiative. Worldline and Nets have joined the European Payments Initiative, EPI, becoming shareholders of the EPI interim company. In July 2020, a group of 16 large European banks from 5 countries, Belgium, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Spain, joined forces to launch the European Payments Initiative. These financial institutions have created an EPI interim company in Brussels, responsible for initiating the implementation of the joint payment initiative. EPI aims to create a unified, innovative pan-European payment solution leveraging instant payment SEPA Instant Credit Transfer, SCT Inst, which offers a card for consumers and merchants across Europe, a digital wallet, and P2P payments. Worldline and Nets are joining as shareholders of the recently created company, as the first third-party acquirers to enter the initiative. The joining of third-party acquirers will contribute to the expansion of EPI's acceptance network on the merchant side in Europe and will allow EPI to build up its own payment ecosystem in the continent. WorldRemit, Digicel international partner to enable mobile wallet transfers in Pacific Islands. WorldRemit has partnered with Digicel International to enable international money transfers to mobile wallets for customers in Fiji, Samoa, and Tonga. According to the press release, thanks to the partnership, customers can now make international transfers via digicelinternational.com to Digicel MyCash mobile wallet accounts in Fiji, Samoa, and Tonga. Money is received by the recipient securely into their mobile wallet within minutes, and is ready to spend on what they need by making purchases or transferring money straight from their MyCash wallet. The initiative comes to support Pacific Island countries that rely heavily on remittances for basic living expenses, with remittances to Tonga representing around 40% of the country's GDP, the highest proportion in the world according to the World Bank. Besides, according to the International Organization of Migration, IOM, there has been a significant shift to digital remittances in the Pacific Islands as lockdown measures in both sending and receiving countries have made it more difficult to send and receive cash remittances. Furthermore, the mobile money transfer service is available through the Digicel International website and app, which can be downloaded via Google Play and the App Store. To send money, customers only have to visit the Digicel International website or open their Digicel International app and choose the Send Money option and follow the steps on their screen. After choosing their destination, they will select Digicel Mobile Money Account when making their mobile money transfer. Recipients receive the money directly through their Digicel MyCash wallets on their mobile phones. Mercado Libre selects Amazon Web Services as its primary cloud provider. Mercado Libre has selected AWS, Amazon Web Services, and Amazon.com company as its primary cloud provider. According to the press release, the initiative comes to further transform the company into a data-driven organization, improve user experiences, accelerate the launch of new services, and support its regional expansion. As part of its transformation into a data-driven organization, Mercado Libre is building Meli Lake, a data lake built on Amazon Simple Storage Service, Amazon S3, to ingest data from sales, payments, fulfillment, and shipping transactions, and make it available for analysis by teams throughout the company. Consequently, Mercado Libre employees can now discover and query datasets and uncover customer purchase patterns or types of payments, helping to improve operational efficiency and drive the development of new customer experiences. In addition, Mercado Libre applies AWS machine learning services to enhance security across its divisions and deliver a better customer experience. Besides, the fraud detection team for Mercado Pago, the platform responsible for payments inside Mercado Libre, leverages Amazon Recognition, AWS's video and image analysis service, as part of its identity verification process for consumers seeking to buy through Mercado Libre, helping to minimize any type of fraud. Furthermore, to rapidly adapt its content to a multicultural region where most customers speak Portuguese or Spanish, Mercado Libre uses Amazon Translate, AWS's machine learning service for highly accurate language translation, to automatically translate product titles and descriptions when vendors from other countries upload their catalogs. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.